This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, David Icke is going to join us for 2 hours. We're going to cover the waterfront, play a lot of clips with him, ask him about a lot of topical news to get his take on. But first, we're going to talk about Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. It's an amazing book. I'm going to order a bunch of these from him and sell them at InfoWars Store. But right now, you get them at davidicke.com. I want to talk about solutions, too, with David and what Nicki Minaj and others are doing, realizing their freedom is everything. This is a deep tyranny we're already into, and what David thinks is coming up next. But look at this photo first. We'll show you a video coming up. We're going to post this on InfoWars.com. Breaking. Our drone is back over the International Bridge in Del Rio, Texas. Per source, the number of migrants waiting to be processed has now swelled to approximately 8,200. It was 4,000 yesterday. It's like a football stadium, folks. This is just one border crossing under the bridge. Remember when they were trying to hide it when there was like 1,000 people under it every day? Now it's 8,000. Woo! And it's just, it's all, I mean, this is just, they've collapsed the border just like they collapsed it onto Europe. All by design. Here's Tucker Carlson last night talking about the bullying of Nicki Minaj and how she's standing up. And Nicki put it out. That's when they blocked her on Twitter. They don't want solidarity and having us come together.
Welcome to Tucker Carlson Tonight. Who knew, who could have guessed that rapper Nicki Minaj would turn out to be one of the bravest people in the United States? A couple of days ago, we would guess, most people who watch the show may not have heard of Nicki Minaj. And then she tweeted about the COVID vaccine. She didn't come out against the vaccines. She merely said that as an adult and an American, she should decide whether or not to take the vaccine. Pray about it, she said. Don't be bullied. Things blew up from there. No praying about it. You must submit to being bullied. Those are the new rules. Nicki Minaj wasn't aware of that, and she resisted, and she's still resisting. It's a long and interesting story that has implications for all of us, and Trace Gallagher has agreed tonight to frame it for us, to set it up, to tell us what's going on. And here he is. Hey, Trace.
Hey, Tucker. The controversy stems from Nicki Minaj telling her fans she would only get the COVID vaccine once she did enough research, and she recommended her fans do the same. And here's the tweet most people focused on. Quoting here, "My cousin in Trinidad won't get the vaccine because his friend got it and became impotent. His testicles became swollen. His friend was weeks away from getting married. Now the girl called off the wedding. So just pray on it and make sure you're comfortable with your decision, not bullied." Well, Tucker then talked about that tweet last night, and today Nicki Minaj retweeted this clip. Watch.
It's Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's testicles who are swollen from taking the vax. That's the claim. But it's not anything to do with the physical effect of the vaccine that makes our political class mad. It's the last part of Nicki Minaj's tweet that enrages them. The part where she says you should pray on it, make the decision yourself, like a free human being, and, quote, don't be bullied. So our media and public health officials didn't like this because they make their livings bullying people. So they couldn't let it stand.
Of course, the haters came out of the woodwork attacking Minaj, Tucker, and this show. Minaj was also criticized by MSNBC's Joy Reid. Watch that.
You have 22 million followers on Twitter. For you to use your platform to encourage our community to not protect themselves and save their lives? My God, sister, you could do better than that.
Minaj responded to Reid saying, quote, "This is what happens when you're so thirsty to down another black woman by the request of the white man that you didn't bother to read all of my tweets." Minaj went on to say she never told anyone not to get the shot, just to learn more about it. And she's right. She told her fans to wear a mask and to get the shot if they had to for work. But now she says she's in Twitter jail, writing in part, quoting again, "I'm in Twitter jail, y'all. They didn't like what I was saying over there on that block. Asking questions is okay. I like being effing dumb. Then boom, can't tweet." She also went on Instagram Live. Look.
People will turn their back on you, not agreeing. But people will isolate you if you simply speak and ask a question.
Folks, you notice how even when she groveled to them a little bit, they came after her. This is tyranny. They're organizing their people into persecuting us, and not letting us go to the grocery store or have a job or fly on a plane, then that's just the beginning. And there's never going to be an end to the shots. This is it. This is the global government, the forced injections. I told you it was coming.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've had satellites that can decently measure what's happening in the atmosphere. But if you look at all the different studies and reports put out by NASA and other governments and other agencies, they all disagree on what's really happening with the climate. The only constant, the only great truth is change is the only constant. So yes, climate change is totally real. But notice first they called it global freezing back in the 70s and 80s, and then it's going to be global warming, and that didn't really happen the way they wanted it to. Okay, now it's just climate change. But did you know that man-made climate change is a real thing when it comes to the United Nations and the Department of Energy and Bill Gates and the UN? They have weather control treaties from 1979. Bill Gates has been manipulating the weather for a very long time. In fact, back in 1994, two scientists won a Nobel Prize for an idea of spraying different particles out of jet engines to control the weather. So yes, man-made climate change is real.
Perceptions of a Renegade Mind, David Icke. David Icke really doesn't need any introduction. I put on the site today, we're going to be joined by the Oracle of England, David Icke. But this is a much bigger fight than just what the UK is seeing, though. It's the center, or one of the main centers, of the spider's web. The people aren't bad, but the evil force definitely abides there in London. Probably, you could argue, the greatest power center of evil on the planet. But he's on an island out in the Atlantic off of the UK. And David Icke joins us for the next 2 hours. I want to talk about the waterfront. I've got a lot of questions. I'll let David go wherever he wants. I want to talk about the big picture, the book, China, General Milley, Moderna saying, oh, you're twice as likely to get COVID if you have our shots, so take more shots. The confirmation that millions are dying from the injection, that it's causing the illness, that clearly they've hit Texas and Florida with some type of simulant poison they've released. They're calling a virus. That's what former heads of U.S. intelligence agencies agree is going on. It wasn't real last year. Now they've launched something this year, and people are not testing positive for the COVID on the fake PCR test, but they're getting the same type of symptoms. So to decode all this from his deep research and how to push back is David Icke of DavidIcke.com. David, great to have you here with us, and congratulations on another great book.
Thanks, mate.
Well, I threw out a lot of stuff there. We don't do pre-interviews. Where do you want to start going down the rabbit hole today?
Well, I think we've got two very clear stages of this. The punchline is the fake vaccine, but they had to have a reason to impose the fake vaccine. And, you know, I differ from much of the alternative media in that I think that all this stuff about a virus being released from the Wuhan lab is a massive diversion. There is no evidence that there is a virus. If you look at the foundations of it all, and the creation of the illusion of it allowed a number of things to happen, and they happened because they don't have an infectious agent. They do now. It's called the fake vaccine. But I'm talking about before that rolled out. First of all, you need the illusion of cases. So you have the RT-PCR test, which is well documented now, is not testing for a virus and an infectious disease. But you say it is, with no supporting evidence whatsoever. You have the FDA admitting that the PCR test protocols that it gave permission for use for their use did not come from a natural virus, but came from a synthetic mock-up, which is what this virus is. You know, people are saying, Alex, you know, they've looked at this code and they say, oh, this is definitely man-made. It is man-made. It's a computer program. And therefore, that's why it looks man-made, the code, not the virus. And then you have this ludicrous 28 days system where if you test positive with a test not testing for the virus and die of any other cause, you've died of the virus COVID-19. Then, you know, you ask, okay, if you've got a real infectious agent, why do you need that subterfuge? And it goes further. We've done an enormous amount of research now into the creation of the COVID first wave in the United Kingdom, and it was the mass murder of old people through a drug, a sedative end-of-life drug called midazolam. Midazolam is actually used as part in some U.S. states of the execution process. And the psychopathic health secretary in Britain, who more recently has been replaced, called Matt Hancock, he ordered years of supply of midazolam in the spring of 2020. At the same time, they were moving thousands and thousands and thousands of old people, just as they did in places like New York and other states, out of the hospitals, because they said, oh, this great wave of COVID's coming, we've got to clear the beds. And they moved these old people into the care homes. And the first wave, if you look at the numbers in Britain, were old people in care homes, because they were, not only did they order and secure this massive supply of this drug, midazolam, much of it from France, they then, and the data is there to show that very clearly, they then used it on old people in unprecedented amounts. And at the same time, they were issuing not only to the elderly, but to in care homes, but to people with disabilities, pure Nazism. They issued do not resuscitate orders. So anyone of these resuscitation was not going to get it.
So, David, what you're really saying is this was public euthanasia going on. Same thing here in all the Democrat states. They would block families from coming to see old people. They would put them on drugs and intubate them and kill them. That's why it was only certain hospitals and old folks' homes where the majority of deaths happened. They'd be right next door to one run by good people. Nobody would die because this was an active test at depopulation. Totally sick.
Exactly. And, you know, you talk about euthanasia. There was an exchange. It was a kind of Zoom exchange because the Houses of Parliament weren't open at the time, between a member of Parliament who's a doctor and this Matt Hancock. And the member of Parliament, the doctor, asked Hancock if he had enough drugs to give people a good death. This is in the same period that all this midazolam was being ordered. Now, a good death is a direct translation of the word euthanasia. And that's exactly what happened. And so enormous numbers of old people died. They were murdered. I mean, I've seen unrefutable evidence, documented evidence, of levels of doses of midazolam that would kill a bloody elephant. And then in America, you've had this remdesivir scandal, This drug that's given so many people respiratory problems. In fact, just before I finish on midazolam, one of the things about midazolam, and this is all in the literature, the official literature, is that it causes respiratory distress, respiratory problems, particularly in old people. So they say, you know, you should be very careful about giving midazolam to old people because of the respiratory distress and malfunction.
Absolutely. So you got people that you put on this drug, then they can't breathe, they die, you say it's COVID, you use a fake PCR test turned up to 40 to say they had COVID when you just euthanized somebody and murdered them, and then you pay the hospital, the same all around the world, the equivalent of $53,000 for the murder, and now you've corrupted the healthcare system and control them with your future attacks.
So when you put all this together, the test giving you the cases that's not testing for the virus, the fake death certificates from a test not testing for the virus, this mass murder of old people, and not only old people in terms of remdesivir in America, which causes organ malfunction, particularly the kidneys, which makes fluid increase in the
David, stay there. You're gonna have the floor when we come back. You're absolutely right. Massively 56% increase in death if somebody takes remdesivir, makes the kidneys fail, doesn't help you with what they said was COVID, and so it's the same thing. They use these drugs, they make money while they murder you. And funny, Fauci goes to depopulation conferences with Bill Gates and admits he wants that. So a guy that says he wants to kill you is trying to kill you. Wow. We'll be right back.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To this Thursday, September 16th edition of the Alex Jones Show. The iconic David Icke of DavidIcke.com is our guest until 2 o'clock today, and we'll go into the fourth hour after he leaves us with a lot of news and information and another special guest host, head of the War Room, 3 p.m. today with Owen Schroyer. And, David, I love the fact when I get you on that you always go in a different direction than what you covered previously. That's a whole other area of you saying 19 months ago the PCR test is fake. We now know 100% they withdrawn it, admitted it was a fraud. And then there's the drugs they use and the drugs they withhold. And as you pointed out, this drug that's beyond giving somebody morphine at hospice to kill them, this is something that makes old folks where they can't breathe. Hey, kick the families out so they can't see what's going on and then murder them. And then it was globalist-controlled areas where this happened. I noticed in the Bible Belt and very Christian areas where the nurses wouldn't do this, almost no deaths. But in the key leftist areas, mass deaths. Sometimes 20% of nursing homes on the East Coast of the U.S. and I noticed in the U.K. were being killed. This is incredible. So you were talking about remdesivir that Fauci was pushing.
Yeah, I mean, Fauci was saying this has to be the protocol used in hospitals for anyone that test positive for COVID with a test not testing for it. I mean, you'll see if you go into a hospital and you're accepted to have regular pneumonia, in other words, you don't test positive with a test not testing for the virus, then you go on a certain protocol. But if you test positive, you go on another protocol, which almost certainly leads you into the ventilator period. And people are being murdered by these protocols. And the point that I would make is that if you have, in that first period before the fake vaccine started getting rolled out, a genuine infectious deadly agent, you don't need to use a test not testing for it to scan the test. You don't need to scan the death certificates. You don't need to kill vast numbers of people with midazolam and remdesivir and call it the first wave. And you don't need to give hospitals massive financial incentives to take a set of symptoms and say it's COVID-19. But the what changed was that scam was used to justify the fake vaccines. And once they started, now we're having genuine health problems, genuine life-threatening situations.
And now they don't need the fake PCR tests and other things. So let me tell you what's happening here, and I want your view on this. I look at the statistics, gunshot wounds, cancer, heart attacks, the flu, people with 3 or 4 comorbidities. It was a made-up lie. And I've talked to a lot of people that are high up U.S. intelligence. They agree that in Italy, in China, and in the East Coast, they spray some type of simulant poison out that makes people where they can't breathe. Because you have a whole group of people in a restaurant get it, but then nobody else in their family. That was then. Now, I've had scientists on, medical doctors, they agree it's sloughing something, but they admit, and it's in the mainline science, what you said 18, 90 months ago, that it's a digital code, completely synthetic, toxic spike protein, a synthetic HIV spike protein, that they're spraying or they're putting out somehow, but then people that have taken the vaccine, they admit it generates it. This isn't debated, and then it infects others. So it almost killed my dad, hurt my mother, almost killed some of the crew. I mean, tough people that ride, you know, 20 miles on a bike every day, and it almost killed them. So that all just happened the last 3 months. It's been hell, and it only hit Texas and Florida. And now they're hitting Missouri, and so it's only hitting very localized areas. And I talked to the former head of a major U.S. intelligence agency months ago, and I talked to medical doctors that have talked to him as well. And they said, David, what you're saying is that they think it's being synthetically sprayed somehow at target populations. Go ahead. I'm ranting.
Well, it's all been synthetic from the start. It's all been a computer program mock-up. I mean, you've got Christian Drosten, this deeply corrupt psychopath out of Germany, who laughingly calls himself a virologist, who was the one that came up right on cue in January 2020 with the protocol for the PCR test for so-called SARS-CoV-2. It was not peer-reviewed. In 24 hours or not much more, it was being recommended by the World Health Organization right across the world that this is the protocol that should be used. And they have admitted, just like the FDA in America, that the version of the, quote, virus that they used for that protocol was a synthetic mock-up. It was not a natural virus. No one's come up with a natural virus. Nobody. And so what we have now is this whole spike protein, story. When you mock up the fake virus, you, introduce the idea that it contains a spike protein. And these are these, spikes sticking up from the little ball that you see as the, on the COVID images, all of which are computer generated, by the way. And you introduce that. Because you want the spike protein in the fake vaccine to do all the damage to the body. And so you say, actually, because there's a spike protein in the virus, and that's causing this, that, and the other, we have put this mRNA synthetic material together to get the body to produce this spike protein to basically trigger the immune system to resist the spike protein. It's a scam. There is not a spike protein in a virus. The spike protein is in the vaccine, justified by the claim that it's in the virus.
And by the way, David, you'll have the floor next segment, but you said that almost, you know, like a year and 6-7 months ago, you've been dead on. But obviously, you know, explain to the listeners, it's now admitted that the so-called vaccine creates the spike protein that's poisonous and causes cancer and does all this, and you slough it and you shed it. So in plain view, they are giving people this, and then they're infecting others, and then people that take the vaccine on average get twice as ill as everybody else, and they turn around and then blame us, the uninjected, for making them sick. Incredible.
Yeah, but of course the opposite is the case. What this is the situation, I would suggest. They have injected this synthetic genetic material, and it's messenger RNA. It impacts upon the messaging of the body, and the body is healthy or not healthy depending on the nature of the messaging communications around the body, from the brain to the cells, from the cells to the brain, et cetera, et cetera. So if you have a computer and the messaging system in it is working, then your computer is fine and healthy and does what you want it to do. Once that messaging, say with a what they call a computer virus, that messaging is disturbed, then the function of the computer is disturbed, and you start bashing the keys and bashing the mouse, and nothing's happening because the computer's been taken over by something else. Now, once you start messing with the messaging communication system of the body, that means that however that manifests itself is going to create a dis-ease, a disharmony, what we call an illness or an health condition. And therefore, these fake vaccines have the potential, and we're seeing it in the VAERS and yellow card reporting systems, which are a fraction of the real story, that an enormous range of different health problems are manifesting as a result of people who've had this fake vaccine.
Stay there. You're absolutely right. You predicted it has come true. Stay with us.
There is very little contemporary study in the world
of the planet's ruling class. Not in communist China, not in Mexico, not in the United States, not anywhere is there a real study of the planet's ruling class. And that's done by design. The large central banks that basically control the planet will penalize and target any academics that look into, say, the Anglo-American establishment, the founder of the Bilderberg Group, the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the whole project of the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. Until 10 years ago, the media said, the controlled corporate media, the Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Well, now the Bilderberg Group is public, and its former head, who's still on the steering committee, is Klaus Schwab, and he has set up the Great Reset at global government. And if, as a liberty movement worldwide, we don't address the globalists head-on about the fact that they are a worldwide authoritarian corporate takeover, we don't have a shot. If we do expose them, we can beat them easily.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
David Icke here with us on the Alex Jones Show. I know later this is cut up, put into podcasts or shared across the internet. And people say, why are you going to break? Why are you interrupting him? Well, we're still on 200 plus radio stations and a bunch of TV stations. That's why when they tried to kick us off the internet, we're still big. And then you, the listeners, come get the clips and share them and help us get out to folks. And that's why we're still on air, is thanks to the radio and TV stations. So be sure and support those if you're listening to them and spread the word. Okay, David, you got cut off by the break. So recap the process of give people a bunch of drugs, use fake PCR tests, kill people, which they admittedly did, hype up everybody else that died in skydiving accidents, boating accidents, cancer, you name it. They admittedly did that. Lock up old people in nursing homes, don't let their families see them, put them on ventilators, kill them. 9 out of 10 people that were put on them died. Move forward with that. Test your control of the medical system. Implement your mass censorship. Then roll out your so-called vaccine that erases the immune system. What you said again on this show 19 months ago is now admitted. I can play all the clips of even the head of the British government's own main bioweapon lab saying, oh, you're going to have to need more Pfizer and Moderna shots for life because they get rid of your immune system. They turn off your killer T cells. So absolutely, that's what's going on. And now they've got the graphs of the more vaccinated a country is, the more sick and dying they are. Whether you're looking at Europe, or whether you're looking at Israel, or whether you're looking at Singapore. I mean, this is just an exercise in madness, so please continue.
Yeah, and what I was going to say is because of the, again, this material self-replicating, so its impact gathers on the body with the passage of time, it means that a lot of people are going to be dying, a lot of people are going to be very ill. And they need to cover that as much as they can to hide the fact that the vaccine's causing it, the fake vaccine's causing it. So what they're saying at the moment, for instance, is where they admit it, is a high percentage of people who are, quote, fully vaccinated, which is a movable feast as they come in with the next one, the next one, the next one. You'll have to have them to be fully vaccinated. They are saying that they're going into a hospital and into infection with COVID, so-called breakthrough infections, as they call them. But they're actually what they're calling COVID, again, is the effect of the fake vaccine. That's why they're in hospital. That's why they're getting ill, because of that, with neurological problems, heart problems, and many, many, many other problems, because of the messaging system, as I say, being totally distorted and disrupted, it can manifest as endless different health situations. They've got to hide that. So they're going to hide it by saying it's COVID. They're going to hide it by saying we've got more virulent variants that are more deadly, and they're going to say maybe that the flu's come back or whatever. They're going to have to hide this. And we need to hold in our minds this thought. It's the fake vaccines that are causing this. And because the whole agenda is nothing to do with health, but to do with a mass depopulation and, for those who survive, genetic transformation to a different kind of human, a more synthetic human, they have to get to every man, woman, and child on the planet because that's their agenda to do that. And so what we're seeing now, and my God, if this doesn't wake people up, what will? They're now going for the kids. We've had a situation this very week. Lots of things have happened in regard to this in Britain this week. And they, for the first time, the British government got from its vaccine advisory committee the wrong advice from its point of view, because this advisory committee has gone with the agenda all the way through. This time it said, well, we can't really justify giving these vaccines, fake vaccines as I would call them, to healthy 12 to 15 year olds. So now, panic time. So what the British government has done has said, well, okay, right, well, what are we going to do? We've taken your advice all the way through this COVID era, because you've been giving it the advice we wanted. Now you're not. What we're going to do is we're going to give the decision to a utter psychopath, a deeply dark and sinister man called Chris Whitty, the chief medical officer of England, to not look at the health situation, whether we should give them to 12 and 15-year-olds, but whether there are other non-health reasons to do it. And he came up with the most predictable decision in human history this week and said, oh, yeah, well, to help with their education and stop their education being disrupted, they should have it. And now I'm seeing Pfizer talking about having a vaccine looking for approval this winter for babies. And what you're seeing is this whole script, this whole plan to infuse with this deadly and genetically transforming synthetic material every man, woman, and child on the planet. And we have to reach a point now. if not now, when? When people start to grow a pair and grow a backbone, those that haven't already, lots of people are pushing back on this, but there's vast, vast numbers that are not. And realize that this is not a game. It's not a phase. It's not something that's going to go away eventually. This is the cult running for home. And we've got to now stand up to this and say here and no further and start rolling it back. And the first thing we can do is to stop our kids being infused with this material designed to do anything but protect their health by these psychopaths. If we're not going to stand up and protect the kids, then what's the point? What self-respect is left? What dignity is left if you're not going to stand up and protect your kids from these psychopaths?
And, David, I totally agree with you to infinity. As a father, and you're a father as well, I feel an urge to stop them. I know they want violence because that ends debate. The truth is getting action out. But I mean civil disobedience, whatever you got to do to get on TV, radio, whatever you got to do, folks, this is war. They admit, I've played the clips, even from the UK TV and Canada and the US, where they have the chief scientist of these companies saying, this erases your immune system and turns off your white blood cells. When you and that if you've taken three Pfizer shots, they've already done tests, it lowers it to 1/6 of what it was, and they say they don't know if it ever turns back on. They're going to erase children's immune system, and then the shot doesn't even protect them. It actually makes them a factory. This is Joseph Mengele level, and they are salivating over the children. That is their end game. Why is that, David Icke?
It absolutely is Joseph Mengele. And, again, here's another point. They're now saying that, that the younger and younger people now into teenagers going into 12 to 15 year olds in Britain now, and then to babies. They're saying, all this COVID is starting to affect young people. Well, why didn't it affect them before? Well, it didn't affect them before because there was nothing to affect them. The people that died in the whole fake vaccine era of COVID were extremely old people. In England, you have a average age expectancy of 80 for men and 83 for women. The average age of COVID, quote COVID deaths on the death certificate, is 82, 83. And when you are old, very old, you have enormous other reasons to die, what they call comorbidities. So the potential for redesignation of diagnosis to COVID-19 is limitless. Therefore, it's all the old people that are dying of COVID, not touching the young people. Why is it not touching the young people in that pre-fake vaccine era? Because young people don't tend to die of anything. So the redesignation potential to COVID-19 is fractional compared with old people. But once they start introducing the fake vaccines, they're now infusing ill health and damaged bodies into...
And by the way, David, you're not just saying that now. We've got to have our archivists go back to you 19 months ago and get all that and put those out, because that's really what's having the big effect. That's what's waking up sheeple, is seeing you and I and others predict it early. And I got to say, you were even ahead of me on this. Just amazing discernment that David Icke.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, I don't mean to keep interrupting, David, just to point out what he says. Something that he said it 20 years ago or 2 years ago. I mean, he really did. I remember David on my show. I've been interviewing him for at least 18 years. I've been lucky enough to have him on probably 20. He's been on probably 22 years, I forget. It took me a few years to get him on. I've been on air 27 years now. And I remember him always saying, they want to make us synthetic. They want to take over our bodies. They want to take over our genes. That's their plans. That's what they're doing. And now everything he said is coming out of the mouth of Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Ted Turner. But they're saying it's positive. So it's everything David says, but that it's good. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. We'll take over your bodies. We're going to get rid of people. You're going to love it. We'll give you a good death. It'll feel good. And it's just wild. So let's continue with now. We're up to where we are now. You've given the backstory. And I want to go where they're going to take us unless we say no. And now is the time to stand up, because now they're not just coming for our children. They're targeting them. France is injecting people even under 12 without parental consent. Canada has announced the same thing. So has Germany. Australia is just doing it. I see the little newscast. Well, it's for your own good. Yeah, we gave all the five-year-olds the shot. So, and the kids, some are dying, and they just cover it up. So it's really all a big exercise in bullying people and covering up that they're killing us ahead of even stronger bioweapons and chemical weapons that they want to release in the future. This is all the preparatory phase for forced depopulation. And I think people are going to start waking up to that. I already see a global awakening happening. So please continue, David.
Well, you know, some of us have been pointing out for a long time that the control of the world is centralized, that there are networks of the global network in each country, and their job is to impose the will of the center of the network, the spider, as I call it, on their particular country. And, you know, as I've traveled around the world constantly before the COVID era, I've been seeing the same things being introduced in different countries, different cultures, basically in the same period, and some of the legislation even being worded the same. It's because it's centrally controlled. And the COVID era has made that so blatantly obvious. If you just take the example you brought up, and I mentioned a few minutes ago, and that's, I've mentioned many times before, and that's the parental consent. What has also happened in this week in Britain is it was announced that as well as introducing these fake vaccines to healthy 12 to 15 year olds, that age group will also be allowed to make the decision about whether to have the fake vaccine or not if it's at odds with the parental opinion. So they're saying, well, if the child wants the fake vaccine and the parent doesn't want them to have it, well, what we'll do is we'll get them together and we'll try to have a bit of mediation. This is supposed to be the family.
This is the state, and they also want to lower the age of sexual consent. They want to lower it for abortion. California's already done it. So what they're doing is having the state come in and get in the middle of your family, which is really the main target, they've said. And now they want to have contact tracers, just like Australia, to come into your houses, to take people away, to, quote, protect them and shield them before they get COVID. And the CDC is developing that plan for the U.S. That's really their end game.
Yeah, so what you got in this one instance alone is the blatantly obvious proof. Well, I mean, the global lockdown response is another. But with this going beyond parental consent, it's centrally dictated globally. And so I know someone quite locally here, and they were asked, are you going to let your 12-year-old son have this vaccine? And they replied, I'll leave it up to him. I mean, this is a parent. And the reason is, coming back to this, they, because of their agenda, their end game, their next stage of all this, they have to get this material, this synthetic genetic material, into everybody. So all the checks and balances are being taken off to allow that to happen. So you go back to the lack of trials, the lack of the trial still going on. Oh, forget all that. We need to get this into people quick. Oh, well, the parents might stop their children having it. Oh, right. Well, we'll stop parental consent then. All these things have been taken off to create this this mass infusion of this material.
And the globalists are pulling back to private islands and mountaintops and admitting they're trying to make us angry. What are they pushing for? Where do they want to take us?
Well, they want to divide and rule us, because it's a simple case of mathematics. If you go to the core of the core of the core of this global cult, you get them into a single room. And the vast majority of people that are imposing this fascism on the world have no idea it's being coordinated. They're just doing what they're told without question. I mean, look at the doctors and the nurses all over the world that are carrying out Mengele-type operations and believing somehow that it's justified. It's mass murder, ladies and gentlemen. You are psychopaths when you take part in this. And so you can look at the way, and this is the answer, really. you can look at the way that this few, ultimately one room, can impose its will on the entirety of the population.
And David, you said this on my show 20-plus years ago, but now they were denying Bilderberg Group existed, then Klaus Schwab ran it, now he runs the Davos Group. Let's explain to people, now it's out in the open. This is all UN, corporate-directed, they decide, Fauci speaks, doesn't matter what the FDA scientists say, doesn't matter what your scientists in the UK say, they've all said don't do this. They just go forward, and Fauci's like the boss.
Yeah, the point is, there is an agenda. There's an agenda. I have this phrase, know the outcome, and you'll see the journey. If you don't know what the outcome is planned to be, which is why it's so important to get the outcome plan out there, then everything seems to be random, seems to be reactory. Oh, well, they're reacting to a rising cases. Yeah, well, they're test not testing for the virus. Oh, that's what they're doing. Oh, now they're reacting to this, and they're reacting to that. No. They're not reacting to anything at the core. At the Fauci level and the Gates level and the Schwab level, they're following a script. And it's very simple. The script happens, and anything that pushes back or gets in the way of the script is either targeted or ignored. So when this committee in Britain, this vaccine advisory committee, said, well, no, we can't support this fake vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds, that was a problem for the script, for the agenda, so it was ignored. And this is why people like Fauci say things and ignore logic, scientific obviousness, because they're following an agenda. Know the outcome, and you'll see the journey.
And here's a great example, David. We have the Surgeon General, who works for George Soros on record. He brought him over here, put him in college, runs him, they brag. And you have Fauci saying, learned immunity is not good. And everybody got on their case about it. So he goes, okay, I'm not going to comment about natural immunity. So they said natural immunity is no good when we know it's the real thing. I mean, they're just out in the open assaulting reality.
Anthony Fauci is a mass murdering psychopath. Let's not beat about, you know, any bushes. That's what he is. On the remdesivir front alone, never mind all the other death and destruction his policies have created. And I say his policies, he's a gopher. He is just a gopher for the script, just as Gates is a gopher for the script. It's coming out of the real shadows. That's where it's being generated from. And so if people think that somehow this is going to right itself without any response and intervention, well, I'm afraid, you know, they are dreaming. This is an agenda that's unfolding and is meant to get far more extreme than it is now, and we need to stop it now through non-cooperation. And I was going to mention the sequence, this very simple sequence that allows these few people to dictate to billions, the best part of 8 billion now. And that is this sequence of imposition and acquiescence. You've got the tiny few at the top of the pyramid, the hierarchical pyramid of human society.
David, this is the key. Stay there. We got a whole other hour coming up. We'll get into solutions. You'll have the floor. Keep annihilating the enemy. This is so powerful. His new book, available at davidicke.com, Perceptions of a Renegade Mind. Find all his books there. And find our films, like the new one, COVID Land, part one in the miniseries, now available at InfoWarsStore.com with a free copy of Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, now at InfoWarsStore.com. Get COVID Land, part one now at InfoWarsStore.com, and Perceptions of a Renegade Mind at DavidIcke.com. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
It's only been in the last 60 years that we've